For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This episode and the entire year of episodes is proudly brought to you by California Cryobank. Use code LOVEISLOVE at cryobank.com to get a free level 2 subscription to their donor catalog. Go ahead and do it now. Make those families and then come tell me about them.
The Queer Family Podcast. Love is love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.
I never did surrogacy if I have the possibility to adopt in Italy. The problem that in Italy is impossible to have adoption for a single.
Oh, not even gay, like single as
not
well.
Not single, not gay, yes, straight, single. It's very complicated also for a married couple. There is a long, long way in order to arrive to have an adoption.
Welcome, 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 y'all, to the Queer Family Podcast, the show all about families, but with gay. I am Jamie. I am your gay host. And this is the show that highlights, celebrates, uplifts, and normalizes LGBTQIA+ families in all of our beautiful identities. Yes, whether you're an L, a G, a B, a T, a Q, an I, an A, a plus, this show is for you. Here we go. And this episode does not disappoint. I'm really excited to share with you Giuseppe's story. Before I get into Giuseppe, just to let y'all know what's going on the home front. As you know, we're dealing with a little cancer diagnosis. My wife has breast cancer. She just started her chemo treatments recently and everything went well. And she is doing surprisingly well, considering she has poison running through her veins. I laugh. I know it's not funny, but we're doing well. And thank you all who reached out and have been sending kind messages. It does not go unnoticed and it means a lot to us here. But on another front, not only are we being attacked with the big C word, it feels like all of us queer folks are constantly fighting to exist lately. Like no matter how much progress we make, there's always someone or some government, some politician, working overtime to push us back, if you know what I mean. And, you know, ever since Orange Cheeto Puffman slithered back into office, it's felt like one attack after another. Like, it is crazy, y'all. I know you're feeling it, too. We've got trans military bans. We've got bans against transgender girls playing sports. Transgender kids can't use the bathrooms where they want to. All the laws restricting gender-affirming care, policies designed to strip away the rights we fought for. And even here, right here where I live in Chelsea, New York, the heart of the gay liberation movement, y'all, it feels darker than it has in a long, long time. Like, I don't trust a lot of the parent friends I know at school to be aligned with me at this point. Seriously, it's crazy. But now we get to today's episode, and this is what I'm so excited about. And I want to let you know, I'm doing a little bit of a different format for this week's episode, mainly because we had some technical difficulties, and anytime we talked at the same time, we were both kind of cut out. So I'm going to try a different format this week where I'm going to come in a lot more. So you're going to hear me coming back in a lot more as I kind of narrate you through Giuseppe's story, because I don't want you to miss Giuseppe's story. And I think it's really, really important that we all listen to Giuseppe's story right now, because all of these rollbacks and all of this pushback against the queer community isn't just happening in the US, as we all know. Queer families across the world are being targeted. In Italy, for example, the government has taken things one step further, y'all. Not only have they made surrogacy illegal within their own borders, but last year they passed a law banning Italian citizens from pursuing surrogacy anywhere in the world. So now they can't even travel abroad to do it, which many used to do. And if they do, they risk up to 2 years in prison, y'all, and a fine for up to 1 million euros. What the actual F is happening? 1 million euros, y'all, just for wanting to start a family. It's crazy. And let's be real. This law doesn't just happen to impact LGBTQIA plus couples. It targets them. Because in a country where adoption is already nearly impossible for queer couples, surrogacy was one of the only ways queer people could grow their families. And now that door has been slammed shut. This story feels so important because in many ways it feels like we're running parallel to Italy, and it's kind of a mirror for what we could possibly see in our future. I don't know. But if there is one thing I do know about our community, it's this. We don't just lie down and accept oppression. We fight back. We find ways. We push forward. And that brings me to Giuseppe, because Giuseppe always knew he wanted to be a dad. But growing up gay in Italy, that dream felt very out of reach. But he was determined. And before we get into all the baby-making magic, let's rewind a little bit, because to really understand Giuseppe's journey, we need to talk about what it was like growing up queer in Italy. Take a listen.
Queer Family Podcast, love is love.
I am 56 years old, and I am gay since I was baby. So I remember one time my mother brought me to the cinema to see a war film with Richard Gere. And I remember that my attention was versus Richard Gere, not for the other film. But I repeat, I was very young, I think less than 10 years. So yeah. Probably in my mind, there is no think different between gay or straight. I was gay, stop, okay?
You're gay since day one.
No doubts about that, okay? And you know that Italy is a very traditional way of life. And my family was the same, because my mother was a teacher, my father was a technician, and I have a twin, and I have another brother older than me, only of 16 months. So we are three brothers in 16 months. So for my mother, it was very hard, because he was teaching also at school. So I grew up close to the church, a Catholic church. So I have friends in the church. So it was natural that I have a girlfriend, but I have several doing nothing, okay? Only kiss and only nothing. But I understood that my life was totally different, you know? Then I start to work at 21 years doing university in a very, now it's an American company, but at the time, 1989, was an Italian company. Now it's a part of a Baker Hughes group, and the headquarters is in Houston, but the technical quarter is in Florence. Uh-huh. And it's very mechanical company, engineering company, so very male driven. Now we can speak about gay in 1990 and so on. So no. For me, it was very suffering. I start to have some boyfriend, but it was very close inside me. I can speak with nobody. Okay, only with my friend, with a friend that with whom I did military service. That he was gay too.
And whoa, was, there you go.
But no, it's has been only my friend for all the life, one of my best friends. He's still with me. We have 6 years, and we met that we were 19. So a long time ago.
Wow.
So go fastly. I always had the feeling, the necessity to have a baby. Uh-huh. No, but this is fighting with my situation. As family, my family, especially with Italy, like politician and the church.
Coming out in the 90s wasn't easy. I didn't come out until the early aughts, and even that was hard. And for a lot of us, it meant dealing with unaccepting parents, religious pressure, and the constant hope that maybe, just maybe, the people we loved would still love us back. Sometimes we lucked out, sometimes we didn't. And Giuseppe's experience, well, in many ways, it was just like that. But in other ways, it was a little more complicated because his family didn't just suspect he was gay. They found out, y'all, and not in the way you might expect. Because Giuseppe, you see, he was seeing a man, a married man. And when that secret got out, let's just say things got a little bit messy for Giuseppe and his family. Take a listen.
I come out when I have 27 years, but it was very dramatic day because it arrived a telephone call to my family, say that because in that moment I had a relation with a man that was married, and the wife discovered us, and so he telephoned to my family, and so disaster.
Oh no! Oh, that's awful.
Like a film, okay.
She called your mom. Oh, that's awful. Okay.
The worst situation for which the parents could know about this situation. So yeah. There was a long, long time of reflection. They didn't accept, never accept. They died last year, both my father in May and my mother in December. Next week will be 1 year that my mother died.
I'm sorry.
There is something that I never, how would you say, I think that they will never accept this situation. Right. Even if Laura and Caterina bring stars in their life. Because I'm sure that in the last 10 days of life, 8 days of life, these two my daughters bring them in their life, joy, happiness, and everything good that two girls can give to a family.
Yes. So they loved your kids. They just never accepted your life.
My life. Okay.
So I think many of us have the moment where we're so scared to come out. We're so scared to come out. And it's really, really hard for us to come out. And then eventually, most of us get to a point where we accept and embrace ourselves. Even if our families and our loved ones don't. Most of us do. And that's kind of the goal, I would think so. And for Giuseppe, that moment wasn't just a moment. It was a place. He ended up moving to Australia, which gave him the space to fully embrace who he was. No more hiding, no more questioning. And when he eventually returned to Italy, he did so as an openly gay, proud man, ready to take on whatever came next. And it's really moving and touching and really a great demonstration of how much representation actually, really, truly matters. Take a listen.
I think that something changed in 2002 because my company sent me in Australia for a bubble assigned for 8 months. And I discovered that the life in gay life in outside Italy was totally life.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I start to be free to speak about me with my colleague, Australian colleague. And then when I come back in Italy, I start to speak with my life to also my colleague in my company.
I honestly didn't know it was that as hard as it is in Italy just to be out and authentically
especially
free.
20, 25 years ago. Not right. Now, but
right.
In the past.
Different times. It was harder here too, but it doesn't sound like it was as hard. Whew. Giuseppe's story really highlights how far we've come, but also how much work there's still left to do, which we all know. It's incredible. It's incredible to think about the progress we've made for LGBTQIA+ rights, more visibility, more acceptance, more freedoms. But it feels like it's always 2 steps forward and 2 steps back or 3 steps back, honestly. And in Italy, we're seeing bans on surrogacy, stripping queer families of essential options, And here in the States, we're grappling with a wave of anti-LGBTQIA+ legislation. Progress isn't linear, and it's moments like these that remind us why we have to keep fighting for ourselves, for our families, and for the many generations to come. And I know we're building little strong armies of queer accepting children who are going to be the change we need to see in the world, but we've got a lot of work to do before we get there. And that push and pull of progress and setbacks shapes so much of our journeys. But for Giuseppe, despite the challenges, what came next was something truly beautiful. First, deciding it was time to start a family, which, yay, go Giuseppe. And then meeting his future husband in Brazil, of all places. Why not? Why not? Take a listen.
When I decided that it was arrived the moment for me to do something in order to realize my dream
of being a father,
to become father, I start to stay in contact with the Rainbow Family, that is an association that is in Italy, Famiglia Arcobaleno. Mm-hmm. And through lesson their story, I understood that it was the possibility to do what I did through a surrogate maternity. Uh-huh. Through in the United States. So it let's consider that is something that it's very expensive, you know.
Yes. Is something we talk about a lot on the show. Is we talk about the price of everything that we have to go through to become parents, and for surrogacy. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most expensive routes you can take. And now you're doing it internationally too. So feel free to tell us the prices and the things and be as open as you feel comfortable, because this is the stuff that really matters for us. Because when we're talking about trying to find true equality, this stuff really matters, right?
And what's happened that traveling again for 2.5 years in Brazil, because for my company sent me there for a big project with the oil company there. Mm-hmm. And I met the guy that became my husband. Mm-hmm. In Brazil. And then I already started the process for that.
For the surrogacy.
Surrogacy. So I went.
You had started already.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. I started my process in 2013, in summer. In the last day of December, I went to New York and then fly to Los Angeles because the agency was there. Mm-hmm. And I did all the exams for what was necessary. And then I went to San Diego and I met the family that the woman that she will bring my baby for the mm-hmm. 9 months.
You got to meet.
I met her, and I remember that I prepared a letter to present myself, mm-hmm. in which I tried to explain what was behind my decision. Mm-hmm. The voluntary to have a daughter or a son, to have a family, to live something of my life for the future, to grow a family.
We'll be right back.
Queer Family Podcast, love is love.
Holy moly, all this talk of egg donors and surrogates really got me thinking about my search for Superman story and my donor search with California Cryobank, my very favorite cryobank in the whole world, the sponsor of this here episode and the entire year's worth of episodes. I have a special code for you that's going to get you a free level 2 subscription to their donor catalog if you're in the place to start building your family with donor sperm. Yeah, I have a code. You're going to use code loveislove at cryobank.com and get that free level 2 subscription, because California Cryobank is the number 1 cryobank in the U.S. It ships to over 40 countries, and they are really doing the work to show up for LGBTQIA+ families, including offering second parent adoption letters to families if they need them, including offering free vial transfers between partners should you have to switch uteruses between cycles, like my last week's episode had to. All kinds of special perks California Cryobank offers to LGBTQIA+ families, plus a mountain of perks for all families as well. They're really doing the work. I love them to death. I made my babies there. And They help you pick out your donor should you need it. I called them multiple times. Sadly, it's true. And they were very nice and kind, and they didn't make me feel silly about it at all. Because the search for Superman is deep, y'all. I know. And it can be tough. But with California Cryobank, you can get through. Just go to cryobank.com, use code LOVEISLOVE, and get that free level 2 subscription to their donor catalog. It will also give you a discount on their level 3 subscription, which gives you even more things regarding the donor. So go check it out. Go start making that family and then come tell me about it because you know I love these stories. Okay, back to Giuseppe.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Love is love.
We talk about this a lot on the show, huh? How hard it is for queer folks to become parents. It is hard. It's a road. It's a journey. These aren't the stories of accidental or unwanted pregnancies. No, these are planned, costly, and long journeys and super, super intentional. And Giuseppe's story is no different. In fact, for Giuseppe, the road to fatherhood meant crossing the Atlantic Ocean. And not because it was the easy option, because it was the only option. At least he did have that option at the time. He had to travel halfway around the world, y'all, and navigate the complex, expensive process of surrogacy just to start the family he always dreamed of. Take a listen.
I never did surrogacy if I have the possibility to adopt in Italy. The problem that in Italy is impossible to have adoption for a single.
Oh, not even gay, like single as well.
Not single, not gay, as straight, single. It's very complicated also for a married couple. There is a long, long way in order to arrive to have an adoption. But consider that for the single, there is not any possibility to adopt. So the only thing was to do this procedure.
Whew. Y'all, luckily Giuseppe got the surrogacy done back then because in 2024, like I said, Italy made that option a whole lot harder. In October, the government extended its domestic ban on surrogacy to include Italian citizens seeking surrogacy services abroad. And surprise, surprise, it's hitting queer couples the hardest, of course. The very people who already face such limited options for building our families. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. But listen, meeting the person who's about to carry your baby for the next 9 months. Yeah, that has got to be a moment. And I hear about that moment time and time again on this show. And I always think it's such a beautiful, beautiful story. And for Giuseppe, there were other equally life-changing decisions to make, like, do we implant one embryo or two? Spoiler alert, they implanted two. And they both took. which was a moment for Giuseppe, as you can imagine. But I want to rewind a bit and talk about what led up to that moment. Because, of course, before the surrogate could even get pregnant, there was a whole bunch of details to work out, as we know. We know where the sperm is coming from. And Giuseppe had already done the things he needed to do to get his swimmers on ice, so to speak. But what about the egg? Yeah, it's time for the search for the superhuman story, folks. And for Giuseppe, who would be moving back to Italy, that search complicated things a bit more for him and his choice. Listen to what he had to say about that decision. Take a listen.
Honestly, I would like, the first chosen was for a black woman. But I say, oh, Giuseppe, you have to think about that because already you have to bring in Italy to baby night with surrogate. And then you have also one baby that could be has a different color. Let's consider that could be dangerous in Italy.
Yeah, even much harder in Italy, right? Harder everywhere. But also it sounds like much harder in Italy.
Gay. With two babies, it's too much. It should be too much. So I say, okay, let's go with Caucasian. And at the end, it was perfect.
Because if you're a single gay dad, of course, with a baby of color, the world suddenly has a lot of opinions, sadly. As if queer parenting weren't already complicated enough, right? In the end, his decision did turn out to be perfect, as they always do, y'all. And he got his two perfect little girls, and they are all a beautiful, happy family. But these searches are dramatic, no? For any of you out there going through this process, please remember this. In the end, you're gonna love the child or the children, like Giuseppe, that you create, no matter what you go through to get there, no matter what. Everything's going to turn out perfectly in the end. I promise. I promise. There is so much more we could unpack here. But right now, we need to get back to when the babies finally arrive because it's fun. Okay, take a listen.
I remember that I went back from Brazil in February. So I have 25 days to prepare everything in Florence because I have to fly to San Diego because at the beginning was they should born at the end of April. Sorry, at the end of March. Between end of March, first day of April.
So it was quick. I mean, it happened pretty quickly, really.
Practically, when we start all the procedure was spring of 2014. And Laura Caterina born in April, in March 2015. So it's very fast. It was very fast because I know from other story that there can be several tentatives. Oh, I have only two.
Yeah, you only did. Two. Yeah, two tries.
And with the twin.
Yeah, two in one. Boom, boom, boom. We got it. It's amazing. Yeah. When you were going through it, did you tell your parents? Did your parents know that you were trying
before to leave, I told them when I was sure that it was two, that everything was good. And my family didn't accept at the beginning. Only my twin brother and only my close friends. I receive more affection, more strength from my friends more than my family.
That's why chosen family is so important in this, in our gay community, right?
No, because they see how a single man can manage, because they didn't really understood the desire that was inside me.
Right. Because you're gay. Why would you want to be a dad, right?
And that there is always a percentage of inconsciences to do that. Because if I really know what was in front of me, starting from the 11th of March, probably I didn't do that. So, okay.
They knew, yeah.
I remember this was funny because I have the ticket to fly to San Diego. I remember close to my birthday, that is the end of March. When I came back from Brazil, I stopped in the airport in Rome and said, right, let's try to change the ticket because I want to stay with the girl to help that for 20 days and so on. So I changed the ticket that day. I fly. I start at the morning of 10th of March. I remember I arrive in New York and I have to wait the connection with San Diego. They telephone from the hospital and say it's ready for the departure. I have to say, guys, I don't know how I can fly I have to wait because I'm waiting the connection in 2 hours. Uh-huh. And then I have five hours, if I remember, from San Diego from coast to coast, 4 or 5 hours.
It's like 6 or 7 hours. It's far.
I remember that fly like something that I don't remember the sensation that I have, but you can imagine, no?
Oh, I
so when I arrived in San Diego, there was the husband of the woman and say, Giuseppe, don't worry, they will born tomorrow morning. So we are waiting you. So I remember that I went to the hospital to say hello, to stay with her. And then in the morning at the 7, I went back to the hospital and stay with her for all the day. And at 5 o'clock, we went to the surgery. And in 40 minutes, Laura arrived on my ear. Mm-hmm. And I said, "What? Who are you?" And then Caterina moved inside. So she born after 3 hours of sufferance from her. Caterina was born 6:30 and Laura was born 6:30, Caterina around 9 o'clock in the night.
Oh, wow. But this was a C-section? Like surgery? Oh, natural.
Natural.
Oh, that poor woman.
She was amazing. I think that I will, I have to say thank you to her for all my life because she did something a lot of people don't understand also her because they say, they did for money, but there is no money. This is the donation of love.
Yeah.
She told me, I want that you have your family and this is the only way that I can do that. So I will help you.
Oh, yeah, it's more than the money. People don't understand. It's so much more what these gifts that people give
to our
families. Whew, what a roller coaster. What a roller coaster. And you know what? People really do love to assume that surrogates are just in it for the money. Trust me, I've had enough trolls on my social media pages tell me so much in not so nice words. And you know what? Who knows? Maybe for some, that is part of it. Who knows? But if you ask me, carrying someone else's baby for 9 months, dealing with the hell of pregnancy, I did not enjoy pregnancy. And then knowing that child, that you're not going to take that baby home with you, that's a true act of love, if you ask me, because there's no way you could pay me enough money to do that. It's a special person who does that. And like I always say, surrogates are unicorn fairy people. And I love them. I love that they give these gifts to us and all the people I've spoken to. Not me personally. You know what I mean. Anyway, okay. Take a listen to my next clip.
And then my friend Marta, she arrived 1 week before leaving because I have to have one person with me to fly. Okay. No, because an obligation. No, because below 3 years, you can fly with two if you don't have, you have to be two adults.
Oh, really?
One adult for sure.
That's on every airplane?
This is something that they told me that they could fly behind 3 years if there is a child. You can fly with two child if you are alone. This is what they told me and what I did.
Oh, wow. Two newborns. I can understand newborns because it's a lot.
So the 4th of April, we fly to Italy. And I was very emotional because I was sure to follow all the instruction, no, in order for the passport, for everything. But you can do. No, I'm not sure that I did everything in the right way.
So just to sum it all up a bit, Giuseppe stayed for a while after the birth to get to know the babies and to stay with his surrogate a while longer, which is sweet. And there was this Italian nurse who let him stay at her place with the girls, who helped him learn how to deal with newborns, how to feed them, bathe them, soothe them, and ease him into fatherhood, which is amazing, right? And a real case for finding your people and leaning into your chosen family. Let's go, queer folks. Let's go. Because if there's anything we do well, it's finding that chosen family and leaning into community. And don't forget to do that. You can do that. You can always do that. But I can only imagine his fear as he boarded that flight back to Italy. It wasn't just the usual new parent nerves kicking in. It wasn't just that. He was anxious. because despite all that planning and all that paperwork, there was still this lingering fear. Did he have everything in order? Would Italy recognize his family? Would his family recognize his family? So many fears. I can only imagine. And here's the thing. Giuseppe knows how lucky he was to even have had this chance. Because today, like we've said, surrogacy wouldn't even be an option. Italy's surrogacy ban now extends beyond its borders, making it nearly impossible for other queer families to take the same path he did, which makes my blood boil and makes me scared for our country, to be completely honest. Take a listen.
So I remember that when I arrived in Rome,
and also, just to keep in mind, just for everybody who's listening, this is like not legal. Was it legal in Italy? It was when you did this.
Was at that moment.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Now you know that we have a very right government in Italy, and they put they design a law that is considering surrogacies like an international penalty in the world.
Yeah.
So even the let's consider how it's crazy, this legislation. You, Italy, go versus another country where it's legal and say that it's illegal what we are doing in your country. It's folly. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But the problem is that this new law is putting a lot of pain in the Italian guy that to do. They want to do this because there is a payment, prison risk, also to pay, I don't know how many money.
Yeah.
So it's let's consider they put this legislation to fire or to take in consideration gay people. But in Italy, the 90% of the people that go and make surrogacy are straight, are normal couple. Not gay people, okay? Yeah. Ne gay, ne lesbian. So it's amazing. They do a legislation to attack gay people, but at the end, they are going to attack the traditional family because are straight people. It's 90% of the person that use surrogacy abroad from Italy.
Oh, so it's illegal for anyone?
Yeah, sure.
Oh. Y'all. I love all these stories, and being a queer family isn't easy. It's not always hard, but it's not easy all the time either. But being a single gay dad raising twins in a conservative country, that comes with its own set of worries. But Giuseppe handled it pretty surprisingly well. Take a listen. It's good. It's sweet.
First of all, I work for a company that is friendly, gay friendly. So there was no problem. They give completely the maternity for the like a woman. Let's consider that before, while I was starting the process with the surrogacy, my company asked me to became to launch the GLBT group inside the company.
Oh, good.
So this is also, so I remember that in May 2003 we launched officially. We was 60 member. Mm-hmm. I am the leader. After 2 years and a half, we were 1,000 members alive in the company.
Oh, wow. That's great. What about
my family?
Yeah, that's, I was going to ask about
my family. I remember, now I'm playing with that, but I know because the secretary of my father told me, my father said to her, I don't know in English how we say scommettere, pay something to that Giuseppe will be able to do that. Okay, I don't want to put one euro or one dollar to say that he was not able to do that. And I remember that some months before he died last year, he told me that I never believe that he was able to do what a fantastic job you are doing with Laura.
So he basically said, I would have never believed that you would have become this amazing father that you mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's good. What about school? How was school? Do you know other families who've done surrogacy? Do your daughters have friends with gay parents? Like, what's the school? Were they accepting?
One other something, because they say, no, that Italy is not ready. It's a bullshit.
Right. Okay.
Because, like in the kindergarten, it was a church kindergarten, mm-hmm. because they start 1 year in advance. So the only one was there. No problem.
No problem.
They know the story about me, Laura Caterina. And after a school, in the now they finish the fifth years, and the next year go in the medium school, mm-hmm. and they're absolutely nothing. Probably some parents are not accepting, and sometimes arrive some things that I receive from the Laura Caterina about some their school campaign that say, ah, this is the gay, da-da-da-da-da-da, some... But they don't care. I try to pass the message. Girls, your family is done in this way. No, sometimes I think, but are they missing the mom, no? The mother figure. But I say, they don't know what does it mean, mother figure, because mm-hmm. they have me. At the time, it was me and Papai. And now there is me and my boyfriend. So the composition of their family is always this one.
Yes, and you've always been honest with them. They know how they came to be, and you are everything.
Yeah, and let's consider that I have tried to do, I call a branco, a group of close friends that are close to me. Mm-hmm. Some specific figure. There is my cousin Stefania, the madrina. The how do you say when there is the baptism?
Godmother.
I have a good mother, Rachele. Good mother, Giovanni. Good mother, good father. Good mother, Lisa.
Yeah.
That are always present in my life with them. So
chosen
they
family.
They call them. Uncle, no? There is Babbo, because in Italy, in Firenze, we say Babbo.
Babbo, what's
in
that?
North of Italy, we say Papa.
Ah.
But in Tuscany, we say Babbo.
Oh, I am Babbo. Oh, Babbo.
Dad in Tuscany is Babbo.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
So there is a group family, and they are growing with this enlarged family. Like Mother Family. Do you know Mother Family, the show? The show on Modern Family, USA show, Modern Family.
Oh, yeah, Modern Family.
Yeah. The quantity of people is like Modern Family.
That's what we say all the time, chosen family. What did you call it, though? Your branco? What did you call it?
Branco. Yeah, like a wolf, no?
Oh,
the
like wolf. A wolf. Oh.
Yeah, a lot of wolf all together that go in a somewhere.
Like a den, a wolf's den. That's what we say.
I call them Branco, the friend Branco that helped me to grow the girls.
The chosen family. It's all about that. I love that. And as beautiful, beautiful, beautiful as it is to create a chosen family and surround your kids with a loving Branco. You see what I did there? You see, oh, that's my new favorite word, Branco. It is also extremely heartbreaking that we're raising them in a time when LGBTQIA+ rights are constantly under attack, like what the actual F makes me angry. For our children, Mama Bear, here I come. Because truly, no matter how much love we pour into our families, we're still forced to navigate a world that keeps trying to push us back. And it makes my blood boil and my Mama Bearness is coming out, y'all. It's coming out for those twins in Italy and for my kids here and all y'all's kids. Come on, get it together, government. Take a listen to the next clip. I want to talk about what's happening now, because it feels so like kind of a mirror. We're headed towards your direction, it feels like. I hope we don't, but I am so scared of what's coming for this country and the conservative regime that is coming in. But it's very scary because he has a whole team of people behind him who are anti-LGBTQ, are anti-diversity, are anti-everything, right? So, and I'm curious for you, being in Italy, I'm curious to see how quickly it all happened And how was it a shock when things started to change? And I don't know, can you talk a little bit about what's going on?
Allora, what I can say, you know that in the last year, the gay community make a lot of improvement. No? Let's say there was a law for the unioni civili. It's like a marriage between people of the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
So our acquisition.
Yeah.
So when you have something that is, you have the acquisition of some right, it's a problem to cancel, no? Because
yeah,
it should be a revolution, no? Something that it's impossible to. The problem now with this government that we have in Italy, we stop the growing of the right versus the.
Right.
We don't do this way. We go in this
stopped.
Line.
I got you. So now
stable.
You're
halting. They don't give us more. But they do the law against in Italian is reato universale, universal against law for the surrogacy. They do that.
Right. So there's no surrogacy allowed. But so you are so just to summarize what you said, the gay community was kind of making its way upwards, getting more rights, and then this new
in the last years now.
Right. And
we
the new
are
government
stable because
you can't really take away. What's given, it's very hard to take it back, right? So now you're just stuck where you're at. But I also heard that recently they took away the parentage rights of the non-bio parents. Like if two women had kids, they took away rights of some of the parents who didn't have the genetic connection.
For example, what they are doing now, they are close the possibility if there is the two lesbians,
mm-hmm.
and one is the mother, no? Because a first citizen can't recognize the second mother like the mother.
That's so scary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, if, for example, one of the two died,
right.
and is the woman that is not recognized like the real mother,
right.
This baby can do done in adoption.
Oh my God. That's scary.
It's something that I did for me because I am actually legally, I am single. Okay. I have a boyfriend that is in my life since 4 years, 5 years. It's an amazing man that is helping me. But officially, we are not married.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, even if we were married, they have to do a adoption long way in order to have the possibility to do that because it's illegal.
Yeah, we do. In the States, we all of us do second parent adoption. So my wife gave birth to our oldest and I gave birth to our youngest and we each adopted the other one.
In Italy, it was the stepchild adoption.
Right. But now you can't do that?
Was not legal. It is not legal because when in 2016 our government did the law for the marriage that is in Italy is called Unioni Civili, one of the things that was removed from the law drawing was that is not with the push of the church, because you know that in Italy we have the Vatican.
Yes.
Was that remove from the law the stepchild adoption.
Wow.
So if I married one day and I want that my future husband adopts the girl, they have to do a way to the tribunal, a very long discussion. And so
you have to like fight. You have to fight very hard for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so scary because if something were to happen to you, even though your girls have this huge branco, what'd you call it?
Branco.
Of a family, the government could just say, no, they don't belong to any of you.
I did testamento.
Uh-huh,
no?
The will.
A memory of my life. If something happened to me, I wrote some disposition in order to say who will be the legal tutor of Laura e Caterina and who will drive their growing in case of my missing.
And do you think that that will stand, that will hold in a court in Italy?
Yeshua, if I dead, my lawyer have to present to the court and say, this is the disposition of Giuseppe, you have to follow. Then, on any case, the tribunal have to decide, but it's a very strong decision that from my side, and they have to interview all the people that live with me and say, no, Giuseppe, the disposition of that, you have to follow.
This is what he wanted.
By something that you have to think right and depose to the tribunal.
Every LGBTQ family, especially right now, especially in the States and Italy and all over, like, we all need to do the will and testament, and we have to do that. If we can get it, we get the step parent adoption or the second parent adoption, and we make sure that all of the papers are in order, because you never know. And then you see, you know, what's happening in your country, and you see all these conservative governments taking over, and who knows what they would try to do. I mean, these are our families we're talking about.
They don't care about the baby. The problem that what's happened in Italy, and the discussion that I see and I try to follow, is that they never speak, politicians never speak about the baby.
No, of course.
The baby, the right of the baby. They don't care nothing. They so say that it's that you can do that. But when it happened, there are two live people.
Yeah.
How do you manage them?
You can't take them away. And, you know, and then Trump is talking about sending all these people away.
I want to live until 100 years old.
I know. Me too. So we never have to deal with this. That's why I really wanted to talk to you, Giuseppe, because I feel like we're sort of an inside, like some kind of a parallel motion in these two countries a little bit right now. And it's so very scary. It is scary. We are living through some tough times right now, y'all. And that's why I love, absolutely love the idea of surrounding yourself with your wolf pack, your branco, your chosen family. Yes, y'all, yes. A pack that's fierce, a pack that's loyal, a pack that is ready to fight for each other, because that is exactly what we need right now. And I consider all of you my branco. So come on, let's go. Giuseppe's story is proof of that. Despite everything, his government trying to repress him, his family telling him his life was wrong, he persisted. He stayed true to himself, and he built the family he always dreamed of, just like so many other queer families in Italy and all over the world, and so many other queer families I have spoken to on this here show. We keep showing up, and we keep doing what we know we were meant to do. Boom. Let that be a message, government. Let that be a reminder as we brace ourselves against an ultra-right government that is coming for our rights, the bastards, trying to erase us. Giuseppe's story and so many others from conservative countries and so many others from this country right here feel like a glimpse into our possible future, as scary and frightening as that feels to say out loud. Yet he made it through, and countless others made it through. So take note. Take note, y'all. Get your paperwork in order. Protect yourselves in every way you can. And above all, remember, we have fought before, we will fight again, and we will overcome, bitches. Yes, we will. Stay strong out there, my loves. I love you. I hope you like this new format to the show. I had fun with it. I had fun writing it. And a special shout out to Deani Hall, who helped me write this here script for Giuseppe's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, y'all. Cheers.
Some days ago, I asked to Laura, do you feel an happy child? And she saw me and told me, yes, Dad, because I have Caterina like a sister and you like a father. And it is what I need in my life.
See, those kids, they really get you sometimes, don't they? They get to your heart.
And I'm very happy that she said before the sister and after me, because in the future, Caterina will be always with Laura. It will arrive a moment when I will not in this life, no? But Caterina will be always with her. And so I always say to them, girls, you have to stay, you have to be one thing, because in the future, when you will grow in the medium school, high school, there could be bad word that you will receive about your family, about me, and so on. You have to be strong, and then between you two.
They have each other. It's special.
Queer Family Podcast.
A huge, huge thank you once again to California Cryobank for sponsoring this here little show for an entire year of episodes. Go to cryobank.com, use code LOVEISLOVE, and get a free level 2 subscription to their donor catalog. Go do it. Let's make those babies and uplift these queer families, y'all. Thank you.
Love is love.
Whew. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, feel free to listen to another or watch another. I have so many episodes for your listening or viewing pleasure. Just go pick one and enjoy. There's a lot. There really is. And also, if you really do like this show, please, I know I say it all the time, but please do consider supporting the show on Patreon. You're just going to go to patreon.com/thequeerfamilypodcast. You're going to pick a tier, you're going to join, and you're going to get that bonus content. And you're also going to get my love and adoration for the rest of my life. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Keep on tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Mwah.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.